Welcome to the Sacred Feminine Power Podcast, where we explore the many facets of feminine power and why it is so important for women and for men to step into this power in our world at this time. This is Emmy from Feminine Revered, and my magical guest for today is Coco Oyasienare. Coco is a UK-based creative, mystic, soul guide, and writer. Her creativity is informed by her journey as a devotee of the tantric path, an embodied path of self-liberation, and her personal experience within the field of trauma. She has always felt a call to channel the voice of the divine feminine and is published in several anthologies. Often thought-provoking, yet always heartfelt, her work speaks of the sacred wisdom stored in her body, the non-linear nature of trauma, and the embodiment of soul. She believes that our innate connection to the natural world can heal humanity. Deeply sensitive and highly empathic, Coco's gift as an intuitive affords her the ability to pinpoint the root cause of any core issue for release, healing, and insight. She deeply admires the human capacity to take the pains and chaos of life and transmute them into purpose, passion, and beauty. That was one of the most beautiful introductions I have had on this podcast. Welcome, Coco.
Thank you, Emmy. I'm so honored for you to have invited me. Thank you.
No, it's a blessing to have you with us, and I'm super excited to see where our conversation is going to take us today.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Beautiful. Now, Coco, since my podcast is called Sacred Feminine Power, I love to start by asking, what does sacred feminine power mean to you personally?
If you'd have asked me that a few years ago, I would have had such a different response. And over the years, it's changed from sensing that it's something just to embrace and wear almost like a badge of honor, to an actual realm of existence to which we surrender into and let it guide us through life. And it's a field of intelligence. It's a frequency that we can rest into and let it hold us. It's the nourishment of the Divine Mother. And it's something within our world that we have turned into a consumptive embodiment almost, rather than something of a remembrance that this energy and this frequency of the feminine has always been here. It has always been part of our existence, but we've become detached from it. And as we know, this feminine frequency is emanating and radiating out into the world as a frequency now for us all to embody as the truth of power that resides in us all, something that is not a power to dominate over, but is a power that reveres all life.
Beautiful. So much wisdom and depth in what you shared there. And I love the concepts of the field of intelligence and the frequency that holds us all in that divine great mother intelligence and nourishment. That's really beautiful, Coco. Would you please share with us a challenge that you have faced on your path that's really helped you to activate this power within you?
Yeah. In 2019, I had a near-death experience. It's something that completely changed my life, because up until that point, I had been working as a tantrika. And the year previous to that, I heard a voice to give up my business, which I did. I surrendered to that call. I had no idea what that meant, but it was on the back of me actually losing my partner to cancer. And I thought it was the voice of the divine that said, you know, you need to take some time out to rest, to recoup. So I went off to Portugal. and traveled for a few months and came back and just couldn't seem to get out of the realm of grief or feeling like there was something amiss. And it was almost as if I'd given up on life. I felt no direction, no connection to source, no connection to my passion and purpose anymore. And it's hard to really put into words, but it was almost like one day I just woke up and decided that I wanted to die. And I actually wrote about that experience in a beautiful book called Sovereign Unto Herself, which was a memoir, but it tells the story of what happened that day, because it was so divinely guided. And I had a beautiful friend, sister, who I'd actually met some years before on a tantric training. And she actually felt my soul essence leaving my body. And she lives in Canada, which is thousands and thousands of miles away from the UK. And she set into motion a series of events, which meant she contacted my family and said, I think there's something wrong with your mother. And all I can remember of that time is my door being broken open by the medical service and police to kind of come and rescue me. And I was in such a daze, because what actually happened at that time is I felt my soul leave my body. And it was as if it had to go offline for me to be able to come back into wholeness. It was as if part of me had to die for a split second. And I always say death came and kissed me on my lips, because I was holding on to so much grief. I had lost faith in the divine in life. I had just this real sense of still accumulated trauma in my body. And so it was as if I had a reboot. And in that process, I was catapulted into the great void. And I can remember the embrace of the most loving divine energies that surrounded me in this field that I spoke about as the feminine, the pure essence of the great mother. And in that moment, it was only, again, like split seconds, but it felt like a lifetime of wisdom that dropped into my body around understanding why I'd experienced so much trauma in my life and why I'd been brought to that point of being catapulted into like sort complete source energy, and the understanding of how I can embody that in my everyday life.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing so openly and vulnerably about your experience, Coco. You've just provided a whole lot of medicine to our listeners by sharing what you did. And what a powerful, beautiful initiation you had there. I mean, what could be more powerful than having an experience of death and coming back from it with all that embodied wisdom? Wow.
Mm-hmm. It taught me a real lot, because so much of our spiritual journeys is about allowing the old identity of who we are to die away and learning to die well and rebirth. And I didn't quite understand that fully. I had lost my partner, as I said, and I'd lost my mother a few years before that, and both in like sudden ways. And it was as if I thought I understood death, and I thought I understood the cycle of life, because I'd been on the spiritual path for a long way, but it wasn't an embodied experience. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a true remembrance of we are actually cyclical beings, and there is always a process of life and death. And I believe I had to go through that real dark night of the soul and to understand the process of death and rebirth, and that we are it's a mirror, our individual experience of that is an actual mirror of what is happening on a collective level at this evolutionary time. And yeah, it's just a really deep understanding that we are shedding the shadow at this time, individually and collectively, and being birthed into a new era of existence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. You have said that so beautifully. And I can really feel your energy and your vibration through the hundreds of miles that separate us at the moment as well. And it feels very, very expansive, very expanded, and at the same time, very embodied. So really, really beautiful to sit here and just listen to you talk about this, because there's so much depth to it. It's really beautiful. What would you say, Coco, is the hidden blessing? And you kind of alluded to this already in a number of ways, but what is the hidden blessing in this challenge, this dark night of the soul and the near-death experience that you went through? And how is it supporting you on the path that you walk now?
One of the real things that I understood in that time was that life really does have our backs. And as someone who sees herself now in service to life, that is a remembrance that we have forgotten. And it's something that I transmit through having gone through that experience myself. And really understanding that as a collective across the world, we are actually seeking this nourishment of the mother, but we've lost that connection. There is, especially in some of the spiritual teachings, we've been taught that it's about a sense of detachment, of going up and out of the body, and denying our like primal instincts. And what this challenge taught me is that there can be no true transformation without the body, without embodiment, without allowing this essence into a deep activation within the body. Mm-hmm. Mother stands for light matter. The solidity, which is a solidity for me of the actual body. The soul comes to reside in the body. And my soul leaving my body for that split second and then coming back in, I really understood on a frequency level what it feels to be living in a disembodied state and an embodied state where soul and the like human experience collide.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And so true that we really need to be truly descending into our bodies in order for the ascension process to be able to take place as well. And I think, again, you kind of alluded to this already as well, but for me, it's also descending not just into our own bodies, but descending into this deep, deep union or communion with Mother Earth, who is nourishing.
Not just with Mother, it's the full arc. For me, it's the full archetype of the Mother, not just the Earth, but Cosmic Mother, the sense of nourishment that we get from being in communion with each other, the sense of nourishment that comes from being connected to the Earth, the sense of union that and nourishment that comes from knowing that there is a source of energy that we can tap into that is cosmic and universal. And so we've had this essence of masculine spirituality on the planet for such a long time. And the reason why this full archetype of mother, and for me, it is even reaching a more refined state of frequency that is coming onto the planet now, is because we have been devoid of the feminine for so long. We have denied her for so long. And in any kind of unification that is going to take place. It's like we can't have the masculine without the feminine. And so this energy of the feminine that is coming in, which is just pure nourishment, is, it's almost like our birthright is coming back onto our line, into alignment. Our true blueprint is coming back into alignment, and that is through the body.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Resonating very strongly with what you're sharing there, Coco. And just thinking back to an incredible experience that I had a few months ago, maybe a year ago now or so, when I was doing a powerful breathwork meditation and suddenly just ended up in the womb of the creatrix, in the primordial black hole, essentially, and just felt so, so incredibly held and nourished and warm and supported and looked after in that space. I mean, that's one experience that's really, really stayed with me. And I can literally still feel the energy of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really beautiful how we as a planet, as a collective, are slowly awakening to this remembrance of the Great Mother and the Mother archetype, as you say, which encompasses our planet, Mother Earth, the Cosmic Mother, and then our bodies as women as well. It's really, really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And what strikes me from what you've just said then is the simplicity of the gateways that we can reach into this void, into this cosmic energy, because you said you did it through breath work. And mine, although it was like a dramatic thing, it was just dropping into the body. It was allowing the focus of who I am not to be this outward thing, but just to take my attention and presence into the body. Mm-hmm. And breath is a beautiful way to begin to tap into that reconnection to the breath of life, which is the mother.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. The mother is the breath of life. So very true. Beautiful. Now, in the context that most of us have been brought up in, we've kind of been taught that the body and the mind are separate. The body and the mind and the spirit and the soul are separate. And we've been taught to consider our bodies to a large extent as sinful, as dirty, as something that we really shouldn't even try to descend into. I mean, obviously not using those words, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And what are your ways or methods of dropping into your body now? And what do you teach others as well?
One of the greatest things that I use now is this connection to our erotic innocence, to our primal life force. It's been a lifelong acceptance. I think one of the reasons why, I'll just go back to the near-death experience, was that at the time when I was working as a tantrika, I would use this primal erotic energy, not in a sexual way, but just as bringing life to myself and the participant that I was working with. Mm-hmm. But then after I did my sessions, I'd go back out into the world and I'd shut that down and become this like pure, this separation of like the mother horseplit or the virgin horseplit. And I really had to come into bringing that into alignment, that without the connection of our heart and sex, we can't have a full nurturance of radiance. So that's what I teach, this connection to this primal life force that exists in us, between connecting the heart and through the womb, through the belly. So much in this modern world, particularly with women, we get this sense of we can't be rounded, we can't be full-bodied. There becomes a flattening of the stomach, a holding in, a tightening, which cuts us off from the very essence of who we are, the very existence of this primal erotic energy and our heart. So it's very hard then to connect to the fullness of who we are and the connection to the mother. So I teach a lot of embodiment practices, again, through breath, through touch, of your own being and body, to get back in touch with this primal life force that runs through the body. And when I look back at my life, I experienced a lot of sexual trauma in my childhood. And then I went on to do a lot of therapy around that. I got into the tantra world, but I also became a social worker and worked with the element of child protection and sexual energy in that. So it's always been a thread that has run through my life in one way or the other. And so there's like this primal remembrance and activation that on some level, my soul has always worked with this energy. And again, I just feel in this lifetime where there's been so much distortion of cutting off the upper and lower bodies, part of my existence is the reunification of that and teaching people how to feel and sense through sensation, through their senses, the fullness and wholeness of their bodies and being.
That is so beautiful. And it sounds like you are doing really, really massive re-remembering in this lifetime of all that you've been in the past and all that you've done as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a lot. It's been a lot to remember, and it's been a lot to kind of own and take ownership of and full responsibility for the path that I am on as like a sacred sexual priestess, really. Mm. Because sexual energy has been so distorted in this current reality that because of my experience, there was a lot of shame and reclamation that I had to go through to see it as a pure, refined and radiant energy that gives us life, basically. It creates life. It is the essence of creation. And so breaking down that distortion and bringing people through that portal and also myself means that there has to be a real breaking of patterns and beliefs and the shadow aspect of what we've been taught to kind of negate around our sexuality. So it's been a real journey, and it's been it's just been one of the deepest things I've ever had to traverse to really understand the pure essence of our pure creative sexual energy.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a journey that I am still very much on myself as well, and such an important one for all of us to really journey into. And for more and more people to become conscious of, because it really is the foundation of the new earth as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, it's the energy that creates our life. We were all created with this energy. It's the pulse of life that echoes through nature, that echoes through, just like you said, the energy of what's being remembered at the time of this great evolution. It is going back to the original blueprint, and the original blueprint was through this creative, most potent primal energy. And it's where we're going back to, that deep remembrance of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. And as you were talking a little bit earlier, I just kept on having these flashes of the moment of conception and how beautiful and magical and light-filled and bursting with energy that moment is. And I was wondering if there's something specific you would like to say about conception itself.
We have such a misunderstanding of conception, I think. Again, it's been distorted in a way where it's seen as if the seed chooses the egg. And it is actually the way around, as in there is a receivership of one seed into the egg. It's not even a penetrative force. And I think when we think of the current paradigm, it has this real like penetrative, forward focused, outward energy. And if we really understood the sacredness and receivership of conception, that there is actually a surrender that takes place between the masculine and feminine energies, whether that's within an individual or out in the greater field, as in through the conception of nature rebirthing itself. If we could allow ourselves to surrender into that remembrance of this subtle receivership, then so much of our existence would be so much softer, so much more honouring, so much more remembrance of the sacred. And we could begin to unravel this kind of warped sense of destruction that we've got our minds in. Because, again, when we think of whether it's the conception of worlds or the conception of the human, we talk about it as in a big bang. And it isn't actually. It is a real subtle receivership.
Yeah. I love that receivership, subtle receivership. Beautiful. Well, Coco, if our listeners wanted to connect with you and perhaps work with you, what would be the best place for them to go to?
They can contact me through my website, which is www.creativelycoco.com, or they can find me on Facebook at Coco Oya CNRA and message me there.
Perfect. And I understand you've got a gift for our listeners as well.
I have. On my website, there are two free offerings at the moment. One is a 15-page PDF, which outlines the guiding principles of which I work to, which are called Feminine Fundamentals. And it also gives tips and wisdom about the exploration of connecting through the body to the elements and to the earth. So there's practical tips of how you can begin to feel the sensations within your own body and really work with this sense of reconnecting to earth and to mother. And I recently did a free talk called All Things Woman, and you can also sign up for that. It's on the website. And that is an immersive exploration talk about what it means to be a woman in this changing time. And also on that call, there are a couple of embodiment practices that we go through on the call that you can join in there and share what came up for you. So yeah, they again can be found on the website.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing those with the listeners. Appreciate that. And before we wrap up, Coco, is there anything that's still coming through for you that's really calling to be shared with everyone?
That we've lived in a state of separation for a very long time, that it's almost become an innate and normalized understanding. And whether that separation between the divine and our human humanity, or whether that's a separation between sex and spirit, or a separation between the masculine and feminine. And I just believe we're at a pinnacle point where, even over these last few months, I feel a new shifting energy and refined energy that is coming in that will really take us into the depth of remembering the unification of who we are, that we are spirit, we are soul, and we are connected to all of life through the technology that resides in our bodies and being, and that there will be a real deep remembrance between our humanity and our spirit selves. And I really feel that this unification is imminent, this real understanding of who we are as humans in this form.
Blessed be. Thank you so much for sharing that, and really, really appreciate who you are, Coco, and all that you do in this world of ours, on our planet and beyond. So thank you for coming onto the show, and thank you for doing all that you do. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Emmy. I really appreciate you too and the work that you do. And thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, just for a moment, let's focus our intention and our awareness on this beautiful, beautiful energy that's been activated. And imagine sending this energy to everybody and everything on our planet to remember that we are all truly one, and that the more of us have the courage to step into our sacred feminine power, more quickly our planet will also heal and ascend. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you for being here.